Okay, today's daf is Baba Kama, daf Nun Tes, and we are on Nun Ches Mabez. Let's pick up again with the story that we are in the middle of. It's about 12 lines up from the bottom. Hahu Gavra. We'll start again from there because we really ended in the middle. Hahu Gavra, the cuts kispa mechavre. A person cut chopped down a dekel tree from his friend. Also, Kabbat Reish Galusa, Amalei Ledidi Chazili. He said, "I saw it." The Reish Galusa says, "I saw that tree." Tlasa Talsi Bekina Avikaimi. And really, there were three dekalim, one right next to another. Vavishavu Me Azuze. They were all together worth 100 Zilhavli Tlasin Vitlasa Vitolta. So he said, "Okay, each are worth a third of that, and therefore each pay 33 1/3. And each one is worth that, and therefore you have to cut one down, so you have to pay 33 1/3." Amar Gabi Reish Galusa the Don Dina to Parsoi Lamali. So he's very upset. He said that's not what the Torah would say, right? A Din Parsoi. Rashi says She'eno Din Torah, right? I don't want to pay that. It's too much. Also, the Kamei Rav Nachman Amarlei Bishishim. It comes to Rav Nachman who says, yes, as we have discussed over the past daf or so, the Tashlumin is not only based on the item in front of you, but relative to the context of what it was part of when it was damaged. Rav Nachman said, you measure Shishim times the amount, meaning how much this would be worth if you had, let's say, a 60 dekel tree, so it would be worth less, so the Mazik would pay less. That's what Rav Nachman says to the man. Amalei Rava. Rava says, 1 minute, Amru Bidiske Mamono, Yomru Bidiske Gufo. If you say that you measure the Shishim, two Shishim, by Nizke Mamon, where your property damages, that's what we've had, let's say in our Mishnah, the beginning of Akones. But would you say the same thing by Nizke Gufo, by Adam Hamazik? Again, Rav is saying, wait a minute, Adam HaMazik could be much more chamur. We know there are Nezek, Tzar, Ripu, Sheves, and Boshes by when a person is chovel, but in general, Adam HaMazik could be much different. We had Adam Mu'ad La'olam. So who says that you have the kula for the mazik of Shishim when it comes to Adam HaMazik? And this could also connect the chiluk between Adam HaMazik and Nizkei Mamon to what we've discussed various times throughout the Masechta already, even already from Daf Beis and Daf Gimel, the chiluk between what is the actual machayiv for payment by a nezek. Is it the hefsed mamon caused, the loss, or is it the maisa hezek itself? So you might be mechalik between adam hamazik and nizkei mamon in that case. By nizkei mamon, it's all about the hefsed that is caused, while adam hamazik is the maisa. So that's why maybe when it's the hezek that's caused, maybe you measure it in the context of the greater field. But if it's adam hamazik, where it's the maisa hezek itself, so maybe you don't have such a kula. You have to go by exactly the maisa that was done. Amalei Abaye LaRava. So Abaye says, yes, you could do Shishim across the board. Benizke Mamon, I'm sorry, Amalei Abaye LaRava, Benizke Gufo Mai Daitech. What's your reason by Nizke Gufo to say what you said? Detanya, Hamavkir Karmo Shel Chaveros Madar. If somebody ruins, destroys his friend's vineyard, when it is smadar, when it is small fruit, roan oso, kama isi yafakotum lachain, vikami yafalachemikan. Right, you measure how much it was worth before and how much it was worth afterwards, vilu b'shishim loktani. But it doesn't say shishim there. But it doesn't say you measure by shishim. Atu gabi behemto nami. Milo tanya. It doesn't say shishim there. So that's why you're upset that there's no, you're saying, oh, the mazik doesn't have shishim. But what do you mean? The following brisa also doesn't have shishim. But that's how we understand it. Atu gabi behemto nami. Milo tanya kiai gavna. Doesn't it say similarly by nizke mamon? So what we're ultimately going to say is so too. Just like nizke mamon. It doesn't say it, but that's how we understand it. So to be the mazik, it's possible. And therefore, with the Gemara is defending Rav Nachman, who says Shishim even by Adam HaMazik. What's the Braisa by Nizke Mamon that it does not specify, Tanya? The Braisa says, Katmanatiya, if my animal damages your small saplings, Katmanatiya. Again, the other case we assume was Hamavkir is where a person does it himself, Adam HaMazik. But here it's Katmanatiya, if the animal does it, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Gozre Gzeros Shebi Yerushalayim Omrim, the Gozre Gzeros in Yerushalayim said as follows, Natiya Bashnasa Shte Kesef, Bashte Shanim Arba Kesef. Depends how old the tree was. If the tree was 1 year old, you pay 2 Kesef. 2 years old, you pay 4 Kesef. What if the animal ate new grain? Rabbi Yossi Aglili Omer Nidon b'mishuyar shebo. We judge it based on mishuyar. What would be left? What is Meshuyar? What it would have been worth for fully grown grain. You go by its potential. You don't just go by what it is right now. You try to figure out what its potential would have been, and that's what you pay. Rashi says, second to last Rashi, Rowan Esanosar, Lefi Mashetal Ekalaruga Aruga, Bimea Katsir. How much it would have been worth in the harvest season? Months from now, Umishalim. Unbelievable. So I don't pay for what I actually damaged. So now getting back to our Hakir before, could you say there was a Maisa Hezek on the potential here? That's much harder to say. To say Hefsid Mamon, that's easier because I was Mafsid even the potential Mamon. Maisa Hezek is a little harder, but that's what Rabbi Yossi Aglili Shita is. Nidon Kibishir Shabbat. We'll see there are a couple of different Shitas here. The Amshel Shlomo, though, says here, based on the fact within Rabbi Yossi Aglili itself that you go by potential, says the Amshel Shlomo, if the entire field gets ruined, and therefore even this would have gotten ruined, then you would also take that into account. Lakula in this case. He says, regarding the Chachamim, like the other Shitas, you don't care, even if the rest of the field got damaged. But according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the Nira, says the Yamshel Shlomo here in Simin Yud Ches, Hechashin is kalkel acharkach shararugos shaloach laha behema mishidafon o mishar takolos rose. There's some terrible plague that infects all of the plants. She'ein omrim ma yishalim ze halo sofa hayelis kalkel dechilik ze eino ela l'Rabbi Yossi Haglili damar dino kemishuyer shabo. According to Rabbi Yossi Haglili, he says rachinami. You go by the potential. If the whole field gets ruined, he would have to pay nothing, because he was going to lose it anyway. But according to the other shitos that we have in the Brisa and earlier, Shasham and Kama he shave ata al gavasada ein chilek v'chein lo chilku hagaonim. Shasham and laolam b'shishim, period. You don't take off even if something got ruined. But this says the Amshel Shlomo, according to the Bishag Lili, though, you take it literally, you go by the potential. Again, the Musar thought of the day, based on this is, you know, you have to pay for the potential. Because when we see something or we see somebody, it's not just about who we are, but who we could be, who we could become. The Bali Musar that say that after 120 years, we're going to see a split screen TV, split screen. Half of the screen, we're going to see what we did in life. And the other half of the screen is what we could have done in life. And the goal of life is to have both screens mirror each other, to be able to have the same screen, because our potential is exactly what we have fulfilled. And that's the Rambam in Hilchas Shuva. Well-known Rambam, the Rambam in the middle of Hilchas Shuva. That's a question not for now. Why the Rambam in the middle two prakim of Hilchas Shuva, he talks about Bechira Chavshis. He talks about free choice. Shouldn't that be in the first two prakim? Right? Free, you have free choice, therefore you better do Shuva. That should be the first two. No, the Rambam has four prakim about Shuva, and then he has 5 and 6 about Bechira Chavshis, and then he has 7 through 10 also about Shuva. Is there a distinction between the first part and the second part? Also, not for now. But the Rambam in Hilchos Shuva has an important, much discussed line. Says the Rambam, Perakei Halach Habeis, Al Yavar B'machshavatcha Davar Zeh, She'omrim Tipshei Ha'umos, V'rov Golmei B'nei Yisrael. Don't think what many people out there think. Shekadosh Baruch Hu Gozer Ala Adam Mitchilas Bir Yaso, Lio Sadega Rasha, that a person, Hashem is Gozer, decrees on a person from the beginning of his creation, whether he's going to be righteous or not. Ein adavar kein, is not true. Ela kol adam va'adam. Here it is. Roi leo sadik kemoshe rabbeinu, o rasha ki yiravam. Each one of us could be as righteous as Moshe Rabbeinu and as wicked as Yeravam. O chacham o sachal, o rachman o achzari, o kilio, all the day, also know the midos. We could be like Moshe Rabbeinu. How could we be like Moshe Rabbeinu? It's one of the animamins. We can't be like Moshe Rabbeinu. So the answer is the animamin is about Nevuah. We can't be like Moshe Rabbeinu regarding Nevuah. The Moshe Rabbeinu got the closest, as the Rambam himself describes in Shmona Prakim, in his Akdamah to Pirkei Avos, it's that whenever you have a Navi, it's as if there are curtains, right? There's no clarity between the vision HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives and the Navi, right? Aspaklaria She'ena Mi'ira, as it's called, right? It's a vision, but it's as if there are like 49 curtains in between. And the higher Navi, you know, removes some of the curtains. But even Moshe Rabbeinu had one curtain in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So nobody's ever going to reach that level. That's the Ani Mamin. But what does it mean here in terms of potential? In terms of fulfilling our potential, we can be like Moshe Rabbeinu. Just like Rashi quotes by Aaron HaKohen, beginning of Sefer Shmos. Who Aaron is, sometimes he says Aaron first, sometimes Moshe first. Malami Sheshavin, they're equal. They were equal. Aaron was like Moshe. Moshe was the greatest lever ever. Aaron was Oiv Shalom V'Rodiv Shalom. The answer is in terms of potential. Moshe achieved his potential. Aaron achieved his potential. And it doesn't mean that they had to be perfect. They were not perfect. right? Mei Meriva, last week's parsha. They weren't perfect, but they still achieved their potential, and that is what we have to do. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili, even though we don't paskin that way, he says, you gotta look at potential too. You gotta look at what these fruit could have been, and that's what you have to pay, because that's the hefse that was caused. This kufa might be the machlokas tanoim, getting back to what we said before, Maisa Hezek versus Hefsin Mamon, and he will look at the Hefsin Mamon. Vachachamim Omrim. But the Chachamim argue. The Chachamim say, no, you look at it right now. Rowan, Osa, Kama, Haise, Yafe, Vakame, Hiyafe. How much was it worth before the damage? How much was it worth after the damage? So again, that could be looked at. The Achronim, Rav Issa Zalman, can be looked at one of two ways. Does that mean they reject, you don't look at potential at all? Or that's how they measure potential. You could say a present value of something has in it, you know, all the potential, you know, that's included in the value of something. So that's just a question in Lumdis behind the Chachamim, but that's what the Chachamim say. You measure how much it's worth right now. That is all if the animal ate chaziz, new grain. Achla smadar, but if the animal ate smadar, which are small little grapes, right, after they blossomed a little bit, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rowan Osan, Kilu Hein Anavim, Omdos Libatzer. You view them as if they are ripe grapes, anavim omdos libatzer, right? Similar type of idea that we had earlier. Vachachamim omrim. We'll get back to that shita. Let's just finish the thought. Rowin, kama isa yafa vakame yafa. No, you look at what the land is worth before, what the land is worth after. Rashi says they are coming lahakel, right? You don't look at the actual, independent anavim, but you look at what it was worth before and after. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, omer mishim Rabbi Shimon, bamed vermamurim. When do we say all this? Bizman sha'achlo luve gefanim v'yichure ta'inim. This is all when they ate very small grapes, or the small figs. Aval achla pagim o bosar. But if they ate half ripe or boser, a little further in the process, roen osoki lo anavim omdos libatzer. Then others would agree that you go by measuring grapes. That's the end of the brisa. But what do you see from here? Ktani mihas. You see from this brisa what the chachamim say. The chachamim omrim roen osan kama haisa yafe v'kama hi yafe v'lo ktani b'shishim. So again, the Gemara asked on Rava. Rava said to Rav Nachman, oh, you can have the shishim measurement by Nizkei Mamo, but who says by Adam Hamazik? So we said, but wait, what's the problem? Right, what, you think this Brisa is telling me, the first Brisa to be quoted, does not have any distinctions by Adam Hamazik, but this Nizkei Mamo Brisa also has no distinctions. And yet, how would we understand it? What would we say? Ela, ma'is l'cholameim, ar b'shishim. But what do you have to say? What they mean? What the Chachamim mean is shishim relatively to the big field. So too, put that in the first brisa about Adam HaMazik. Even if you want to say Adam HaMazik is more chomer in certain areas, not in this area, we'll say specifically it is shishim. Period. So we defended the story Rav Nachman's psak about when this man went and destroyed, and the Reish Galusa said he has to pay 33 and a third of the three. So the Rav Nachman said, no, it is less. If you look at Tosfos here, Tosfos on top, on the Rabbi Yoshua line. Rabbi Yoshua had the line of Achla Smadar. You look at it as if they are anavim that are going to be picked. V'yafilu im niskalkel ha-mishuyaros mishalem ka-anavim ha-omdos li-batzer. This came back to what the Yavshal Shlomo was discussing earlier. Even if the ones that stayed on were eventually ruined, he still has to pay for ripe ones. Why? V'davka bismadar. But this is only by smadar da anavim pa'amim she'elu miskalkalim ve'elu nitzolim l'fichach einidoyen b'mishuyar. Only when it's at the stage of smadar, which sometimes you have some of them that grow, some of them that don't grow, and therefore the ones that didn't grow well, they got ruined. But who says? Maybe the ones that you damage would have grown properly, and therefore you have to pay for them. Aval tvua regil iskalka kula yachad. But tvua, it all goes together. And like we said before, if it goes together, if you're going by the potential, then if some of it got ruined, then the rest of it would also follow suit, and they wouldn't have to pay. Ask the Achronim, ask B'Shem Rav Moshe, the Biri Adav quotes, but why don't we say Amosim Echaver Lavaraya? Right, we say, oh, it could be that these were ruined, so these maybe also. Hamosim Echaver Lavaraya, why should he have to pay for it? Maybe these also would have been ruined. Oh, maybe these wouldn't have been ruined, but maybe they would have been ruined. Which we'll have to get to. Answers Rav Moshe, because here, this is in the Dibros Moshe, in Lamed Zayin, he says, no, because here, there's a cheskas chiyuv. There's a chiyuv vadai and safek p'tur. You don't say hamotzi mechaver olav araya where the chiyuv is vadai and the p'tur is safek. It's like eni yodem praticha, right? Ruvi goes up to Shimon, the chilek from Baba Basra. Ruvi goes up to Shimon and says, you owe me money. If he says, I have no idea what you're talking about, pater. Pater, eni yodea im hilviticha. But if he says, yeah, I did borrow money from you, I don't remember if I paid you back or not. You see, I'm also mechaver lov araya there? No. Reuven says bari. Shimon says, I don't remember. That's called eni yodea im praticha. There's a vadei chiyuv, a safek p'tur. So you say it's chayiv there. So says Rav Moshe here too, because the hezek was done, you would say it's similar to eni yodea im praticha. Okay, let's continue. Amar Rabaya, about 12 lines down. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Rabbi Yishmael, Amru Davar Echad. Right, they both say the same idea. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Hadam. Rabbi Yossi Aglili was on the bottom, as we discussed. Nidon can be Bishu Yershabo. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, you go by the potential. You destroy this now. You destroy the just ripe, or the unripe, the new grain. But you go by the potential of what it could have been. That's what you have to pay for. So Rabbi Yossi Aglili Hadamran. Rabbi Yishmael, the Tanya. What about Rabbi Yishmael? Which Rabbi Yishmael, the Tanya? A brisa that we remember back from Davav. 50 days ago or so, where the Brisa, as we'll see, the Gemara earlier had a different maskana than what it's going to have here. Titania, Metav, Sadeo, Metav, Karma, Yishalem. As the Torah tells us that by Hezek, you have to pay, the best, the Idis of the field. Metav, who's Metav? And we're back from the first parak. Metav Sadeo Shol Nizak, Metav Karma Shol Nizak. Divir Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael says you go by the Metav of the Nizak, of the one who was damaged. You go by his Idis. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Loba Akasar, Olig Moslem Ezekim, and Idis, the Kavachomer Lahektish. Rabbi Akiva says, no, the Pasuk is coming to teach me to collect Ezekim from Idis, Kavachomer Lahektish. We discussed that length in the Gemara there. What does that last phrase mean, Kavachomer Lahektish? But first let's focus on Rabbi Yishmael. What does Rabbi Yishmael mean? Meitav, you pay the best of the Nizik's field. So remember the Gemara earlier said, what, is that to mean that if he damaged, Ziburis, he has to pay Idis? He has to pay more than he did? Can't mean that. That's for sure no good. If he only damaged a certain of 50 and he's got to pay 100, is that for sure? It can't be what Rabbi Shmuel means. They always have to pay Meitav Shel Nisak, but rather what could it mean? It could mean the second possibility, which the Gemara is about to reject here. Velo Tema, don't think this either. Karev Idi Bar Avin, Damar Avidi Bar Avin Kagon Shaachla Aruga Bein Haarugos. It ate one of the flower beds of vegetables. Velo Yadina Nikachusha Ave Ishmena Ave, and we're not sure if it ate the best tomatoes or the worst tomatoes. Right? We don't know. We don't remember if we had best tomatoes or worst tomatoes here. You don't remember. Kuchusha Shmena Da Amar Kum Shalim Shmena Bemetav Di Ikahashta. Right, pay the best, because those could have been the ones that you damaged. So that also, that can't be the pshat of Rabbi Yishmael. Dahachi lo amrinan, why, my taima, hamotze mechaveh olav araya. If he's not sure, so you pay the less. We've said that very so, we already had it. We had that on Daf Mem Vav, the source, Ramos Mechalev Araya. We had all the cases of, you know, Machlokes, was it the Tam, was it the Muad, was it the Gadol, was it the Katan? We always said, you pay the lesser one. So Ella, rather, what must Rabbi Yishmael mean? And again, this is a different maskana than what occurred earlier on Daf Vav. Ella b'metav d'lekamei. Doesn't it mean the metav of what it could have been become? Umayniu kihecha desalik. So maybe it goes by what it would have been, as Rashi says, b'yemosa cuts here in the harvest season. So that is the suggestion the Gemara has that Rabbi Yishmael is just like Rabbi Yosei Aglili, who goes by the potential. The question we dealt with a little bit then, but let's deal with it again now, is, so the Gemara brought the suggestion of Rav Idi, and the Gemara said, obviously, Rav Idi Bar Avin, and rejected it, obviously. Amos Mechaveh, Olav Araya, therefore it has to mean something else. We said one thing there, one thing here. But Rav Idi Bar Avin argues on Amos Mechaveh, Olav Araya. You know, how could he argue on that? It's a principle that's agreed upon by everybody except for Sumchus. As we quoted earlier, Mamanamuta Basavik Holkin, we had in the previous parak. But all other Tanam hold of Hamotza Mechaber Olav Araya. So how can, what does the Gemara mean here? What is Rav Idi Bar Avin? How would he defend himself? So the various Achronim give different suggestions. Maybe if there was a Rov Aruga Shmenos, the Malo Haroim there. If you remember earlier, back on Dafav discussed, maybe there's a chilek between Aruba de Isa Kamon and Aruba de Lesa Kamon in terms of following Ein Hochamon Achar Rov is only by Aruba de Lesa Kamon. But by Aruba the Isa come on, you would go. So there's different suggestions given. But there's just one ha'ara. We've discussed Hamotzei Chaver Olav Araya various times in the past, but we don't always focus on the following question. And that is, Hamotzei Chaver Olav Araya here, and therefore he would pay less. But we also have a principle called Safek Daraisa L'chumra. And if there's a Safek that didn't arise, it'd be Machmir. So isn't this a Safek Gezel? If I damaged you, and I might have damaged the more expensive item, but we say Hamotzei Chaver Olav Araya, therefore I have to pay for the less item. Isn't that Safek Gezel Daraisa? And therefore we should say that I have to pay for the higher item because it's Safek Gezel. And I have to be machmer on that regarding the Safek Isser. So that's a question that all the Achronim have to deal with. That's a very strong question, but there's got to be an answer to that question. Because the principle of Hamotzei Chaver Olav Araya also knows that there's a principle called Safek Daraisa L'chumra. So how do you put those together? So there's various. So the Urim V'Tumim, Rebbe Natan Eibishitz says, maybe it's Gzeiras HaKasuf. Gezel Vadai V'lo Gezel Safek. Amazing. It makes Gzeiras HaKasuf. Others say, the Kodesh HaSfekos writes, printed with the Xos, he suggests that maybe Muchzak and Cheskas Marakama, that Muchzakus is better than is stronger than a Safek Daraisa. The Chazaka of Muchzak, which is also interesting, whether that equals the concept of Koma Shetachas Yad Adam Harehein Shelo. The Achronim do not think that they always go together. One might be a Birur for sure. One might be a Hachra. That idea of Muchzakus overrides Safek Isser. It's so strong. It's such a strong chazaka, it would override it. Rabbi Chanan and others say a different pshat. They say, the second that the Torah says that you can keep the money, Memela is not Safek Gezel anymore. The Torah tells you the din of Hamotzei Mechaver Olav Araya. Once that's true, then there's no Magezel. There's nothing to talk about. Says Rabbi Chanan in Baba Basra, Reish Nun Ches, V'hine, B'chal Safek Mamon, Tekula Lemuchzak, V'lo Asrinan Leimitam Safek Yisur Degezel. Why? Hainu Mishum De Isur Gezel Hu B'tolada Midine Mamon. The Isur of Gezel comes from the fact that Dini Mamon is, you might have something that's not yours. V'kiva De Midine Mamon Shayach Lahamuchzak, but once the Torah tells you the halacha of a Mosem Echaber Olav Araya, Leker Isur Gezel. That's the Isur Gezel disappears. Contrast that to a case over there, which we're not going to get to. But that's the different ideas about why you don't say Stavi to Esel Chumra and return it. Also, the other answer that might be the most simple, straightforward answer is that you only say Safek Daraisa L'Chumra if after you go through with it, then your Safek will be answered. So, for example, I don't remember if I benched or not, so I'll bench again. So now, did I bench for sure? Yes. That's when you say Safek Daraisa L'Chumra. If after you act based on the L'Chumra, it'll be for sure. But here, so I'm not sure. So what do? I pay. So now what? So now the Nizik is a Safek Gezel. Safek, he doesn't have, he has somebody else's money, because I didn't want to pay. So if he's holding my money against, you know, my wills, that's Safek Gezel, so it'll be a never-ending cycle. Right, you don't say it. And this is part of the issue that they bring up by the tchelas issue, right? By wearing tchelas. What do you mean? Safek Daraisa L'Chumra. If it's the right tchelas, and it's possibly a safek, and if it's for sure, so Safek Daraisa L'Chumra, doesn't that override the issues of, it wasn't in the Mesorah? Right, various, two of the main issues in that sugya. So some say, well, maybe you don't say Safek Daraisa L'Chumra if they quote this from Reb Chaim, if the safek won't be answered by going L'Chumra. So that's where it might come up. Rav Shachter points out that there might seems to be a Gemara against that, or a Mishnah Berurah against that. But either way, let's continue. So says the Gemara now. Let's continue. We quoted Rabbi Yishmael is like Rabbi Yosei Glili. You pay for the potential. Pay for the potential. Omar Mar, Rabbi Shimon, now let's discuss another one of the Shitos that were in the Braisa that we quoted. Rabbi Shimon, Ben Yehuda, Omar Mishum, Rabbi Shimon, Bamed Dvar Mamurim, the end of the Braisa said, talking about the Smadar. When do we say that you have to pay. Sha'achla lul fekefanevi yichori te'enim. Hasmadar ro'enosan ki'ilu anavim omdos libatzer. The problem that we're about to deal with is that there is a stage 1 and a stage 3 mentioned in the Brisa. Stage 2 is not mentioned in the Brisa. So first we have mentioned in the Brisa, lul fekefanevi yichori te'enim, which is the earliest stage. So when do you say that this is true? When you pay, when you ate lulav v'gafanim v'chori teinim, what is that mashma? That's when you pay, measured based on kama haisa yafa v'kama hi yafa. Hasmadar, but if it would be a larger stage, ro'onos on kilo anavim amdasi batzis. You go by what it is and what it will be. Ema seifa, but the next line, achla pagim oboser, the next last line of the brisa, hu de ro'onos on kilo anavim amdasi batzis, only if they're already half ripe. Larger, hasmadar, but if they're only smadar, ro'onos on kami yafa v'kama isa yafa, steer it between the two lines of the brisa. Because again, the brisa spoke about level stage 1 and stage 3, which gives opposite mashma uyos for stage 2. So what's the halacha? Samravina kroch v'tani, okay, put it all together and add in a couple of words. Bamedra amurim, when do we say this is true? That you pay kama yafa v'kama isa yafa v'zan sha'achol luvekvan v'chori te'enim. Avalachla smadar. Pagin, oboser, puts madar with the ripe ones. If you ate any of those, ro'onos on kilo anavim, omdos libatzer. So you put the smadar with the already larger grown fruit. Yachi says the Gemara, if that's true, Rabbi Shimon Yehuda, hein Rabbi Yeshua. Then what's the difference between Rabbi Yeshua already said that? Rabbi Yeshua said that about smadar, and now is saying that the Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda is also saying it. Smadar is just like the larger ones, just like pagam oboser. You're right, they're very similar. What could be a distinction between them? The kachash gufna. What does that mean? The weakening of the vine. Had the grapes grown to their full size, they would have weakened the vine, and the vine would have gotten affected long term. So even though he damaged the grapes, it still saved the vine for the future. So do you deduct from the Dmei Hezek, the savings that the Nizak has now that his vine is stronger than it would have been had the grapes grown to capacity. So that could be a nafkamina between the two, v'lo masaymi, but we're not sure exactly who says what. But that could be the machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yeshua. Says the Gemara, wait a minute, Abaya Amar masaymi masaymi, I think I do know the difference. Do you take into account kachash gufna? Do you deduct the potential savings that the Nizak now has by having his vine not have gone to work totally? So, what do you mean? Mantana dechayesh dechakash guf. No, who is the one? I think I know who says what. Who is the one that would say you take that into account? Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, in a totally different context. The Tanya the Brisa says, Rebbe Shimon ben Yehuda Omer Mishum Rebbe Shimon ben Asya. Oneis einu mishalim es hatzar. Rachman al-Aslan, somebody is ma'anis, a woman, he does not pay a psula. He does not pay for the tsar, mipnesha sofa, litzar tachas baila. Specifically talking about the tsar. What tsar are we talking about? Tosis quotes the Gemara in Elanaris. The tsar that we're talking about here is the tsar of the hasharas psulim, because that only happens once in a woman's life, that she doesn't become a psula anymore. So that tsar was going to eventually happen anyway. So that, says Rishon Manasya, he does not have to pay. Because, at least in full, all the other tsar that was involved, he has to pay for. But that's Rav Shimon ben Asya Shita. Amrulo, and they say to him, no, he does have to pay tsar. Ein adom, nevelas barasal, nevelas paone. Still, if something happens by force, even if the psulim would have been removed eventually with a husband, with a legal halachic relation, but here it was not done that way, and therefore there would be tsar involved. But what do you see from Rav Shimon ben Yehuda? Something that would, a saving, so to speak, that would happen in the future is deducted, right? That would be a similar idea here. Obviously it's very different, but it's a generally similar idea. Tosfos here quotes the Gemara again from Elanaris. Which tsar are we talking about? Tsar Demai, second white line in Tosfos. Afa pita davar pashad hu, sheyesh tsar gadol lebesula, shenivala mitchila, kishemeser besulaha. Even though we know there's tremendous pain involved. Verov kitanos cholos mizeh, hainu mishum de tsar ashar as psulim pshitale, tolo mishalim. Levisha sofa le tsar tachas baila. That's the tsar we're talking about, right? It's the tsar that it goes along with it. The Rush here says, again, without getting into the details, there could be a right from here, the only pay for tsar b'shas maisa. Let's say I cause somebody damage, Rachman al-Islan, and they have pain after pain. like a week later or 3 days later. That's not the tzar that the Torah is talking about. The tzar that the Torah is talking about, other things you could pay for afterwards. Maybe nezek could be delayed. But tzar is only for shas hamaisa and shas chaval. He brings a raya from here. You can look there in the rush in Simin Tes. But we continue. Amar Abaya. So we spoke about this Brisa, we spoke about Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yosei Glili, both looking at the potential. We spoke about Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda and Rabbi Yoshua, maybe the difference could be between the Kachash Gufna, how much the savings of the vine takes into account. Next, Amar Abaya, Hani Tanai, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Amru Davar Echad. The following Tanaim and Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, we just quoted, also follow the same type of thought process. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda hada amran. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, we just said, he is the one that spoke at the end of the Brisa that limited to lul veivan michuri te'enim versus smadar pagim and boser. So hada amran hani tanoim ma'i, for the following tanoim also take into account kachash. Right, we said the deduct the future a save a future savings can be deducted from the present act. Why? The Brisa says Rabbi Yosi Omer nechi chaya. What's this talking about? Talking about the dmei vlados, something that has come up a number of times already. When Rachman al-Islan, a man is fighting with another man and he by mistake injures a woman and causes her to lose her pregnancies, he has to pay dmei vlados to the husband. Says Rabbi Yosi, but you evaluate the Dmei Vlados, but then you deduct how much the husband would have had to pay for the midwife to help his wife have a baby. He doesn't have to pay that anymore. Rachman al-San, it's a tragedy. But he doesn't have to pay that, so you deduct that monetary value. Ben Azay Omer, Nechi Mizonos. You take away from the Mizonos that he would have had to pay. What does Mizonos here mean? You look at the Rashba goes four different opinions. Right, what does mizonos here mean? The Rash, first Rashi, right, Rashi says the woman needs more mizonos when she is in labor and when she is having a baby. Right, Rashi says this the content nechi mizonos should tzarich lohusif al mizonos ishto bimei kishuya v'hashtei kishui. Right, she's not going to go through that, so she's not going to need it. Number one, that's Rashi. Then he calls Rabbeinu Hananel pirish bimei leidasa shahayoledes kechola. V'tzricha matamim yafim v'tovim umetukim. Right, she's going to be sick after she has a baby. She's going to have to, so not during the birth, but after the birth. V'yesh b'farshim, some say it means mizonos havlad b'meinika. The mizonos of the baby. And the Ravid says, mizonos ashir b'nei shesh, up until 6 years old. Whatever it is, some type of mizonos that would have been needed. The Rashba quoting four opinions relating to the child being born, that is saved by the husband because his wife lost the pregnancy, and that is deducted according to Ben Azai. Man da'amar, the Gemara just says, man da'amar nachi chaya, if you say that you take away the midwife cost, kol shekein nachi mizonos, for sure mizonos, that's a more obvious deduction. Uman da'amar nachi mizonos, aval nachi chaya lo, but in the nachi mizonos one, the taking away the midwife payment, the husband has a taina. No, you have to pay me. Don't deduct that. Why? To Amale, you can say, it's a didi pkichahi. My wife is very pikachad velo mi baichaya. Right, my wife doesn't need it. Oh, doesn't need it. What does it remind us of? Shifren Pua, Parsha Shmos. Right, they're taking away the chash by Paro, and they say they're chayo saying that they don't need it. They're their own midwives, and they know how to do it, and therefore they Miriam and Tzipora and Shifra and Pua save the day in Mitzrayim. I'm sorry, I didn't finish the line. It's a didi pikicha hivol mi boi chaya. Right, and chaya is obvious. It's a Beis Halevi there in Shmos on why is it that Rashi quotes there in Shmos, what were they zocha to? They were zocha to batim. Shifra and Pua was zocha to batim. Malchus and Kahuna. Malchus and Kahuna, that's right, the Aaron and David. The question is, why was that the ultimate mita connected mita for them saving these babies? So basically, he points out, interesting, right, as we know, Paro didn't want to throw the girls in, he just threw the boys in, because he thought, that you assume that the Moshiach of Am Yisrael was going to be a boy. So, if all the women, the Jewish women and the girls, would have survived, this still would have been a Jewish nation, right, it goes by the women. But there wouldn't have been miyuchasim. There wouldn't have been miyuchasim, because all the men are out, so they would have married whoever. So, what was the schar that these midwives received for saving the yichus, malchus, and kahuna, which go by the men, which go by miyuchasim? So that was the schar. The Beis Halevi writes on the pasuk vayas lohem batim. Paro wanted to be oker yichus, and the schar was that they got it back. Weiter. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, Ovid, Uvda, Kavasi, Rav Nachman, Beshishim. Getting back to this earlier story. The case of the Reish Galus and Rav Nachman. So, Rav Papa and Rav Huna followed Rav Nachman. Right? They did Shishim. Even by Adam Hamazik. Lishnachrina, Rav Papa, Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, Shamu Dikla, Agav, Katina, Ta'ara. Or others say that they evaluated the Dekel in relative terms to the piece of land. The Hilchasa Kavasi de Rapapa, Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua, Bedikla, Da'arma, the Hilchasa Kavasi de Reish Galusa, Bedikla, Parsa. So the Gemara ends up by saying that the halacha is like Rav Papa and Rav Huna, Rav Yeshua regarding an Arimian Dekel, a regular Dekel, right, that you go by Shishim, the larger, and the halacha is like the Reish Galusa, which means you go by just what the Dekel is worth itself, for Persian ones, which Rashi says, Chashufu Ma'od, V'nishom B'fnei Atzmo. They are special ones, and they are evaluated themselves. Okay, Elazar Zeira, a little story before we get back to the halacha. Elazar Zeira, Hayasayim Misani Uchmi. One time, turning over, one time he was wearing black shoes. Misani Uchmi, right, Rashi, Minhag Avelim. He was wearing black shoes, which was the minhag of the Avelim. Tosfos discusses, really? Only they wore black shoes? Tosfos says, Mashmash Lohay Regilim B'minolim Shchorim. Sounds like from this Gemara that it wasn't normal, as we'll see in a second. They were very surprised he was wearing. V'chei Mashmash B'sinat Tanios. If you look in the Maseches Tainis, sounds like also it was not normal to wear black shoes. But V'teima, but Tosfos says, well, look at the Mishnah in the first parak in Beitza. Tznan, Ein Mishalchin Minal Lavan B'yantif. You're not allowed to send somebody white shoes on Yantif Mipnei Shitzarech Beitza Sagir Lashchiro, because you're going to have to blacken it. Mashma Shloha Yunolim Elashachar. Sounds like they blackened with normal shoes. This whole Gemara sounds like wearing black shoes was not normal, only the Minagav Avelim. And here it is. V'yom Rabbeinu Tam, Tehaminal Vada Hayashachar. Shoes were black. Aval Haritsuo Sayilavanos. The question is, what about the laces? The laces. It was normal to have black shoes, white laces. What he was wearing was even black laces. Umisani uchmi dahacha udemesachas tainis hainu hamino viharitsuos hakolaya shachor. And that's what the Chachamim found strange, looking at Elazar Zeira in this way. So I have a Misai Misani Uchmi, Vakoi Bishuka Denarda, and he was in the Shuk. Ashkachua de Beresh Galusa, Viamale Maishna, Hani Misani. They asked him, what is this? Amrulu de Kama Avilna, Yerushalayim. I'm being Misava on Yerushalayim, I'm very upset. Amrule, Archashivas, Lizabuli Yerushalayim. It wasn't Tisha B'Av. It wasn't a day that everybody was mourning. So they said to him, are you such a Adam Chashuv that you should be mourning in public on Yerushalayim like this? Sover, you are a Have. So they thought that this is Yura. Yura, we know, means bringing undue attention to oneself, acting like somewhat of a Balgaiva, and Asyua v'chashua. They brought him, they put him in jail. They know what he was doing. Amaluhu, Gavarabana, he says, wait, I'm allowed to do it. He wasn't saying this Alf Gaiva. He wanted to get out of jail. He said, I'm allowed to do it. Amrule, Minaya Dinan, yeah? How do we know that you're a great man? Amaluhu, Iatun boy, my name Ilsa. You want to ask me something? Oh, I know me naichem also, or I'll ask you something. You choose. Either I'll ask you a kasha or you ask me a kasha. Amrulei boyat. They say, you ask. Amrulehu, there's a lot here, but let's just finish the story. Amrulehu, he says, okay, what's the answer to this question? Haiman de katz kufra, somebody who cuts down their friend's unripe dates. My mishalim, how much does he pay? So Amrulehu, they say, easy. Mishalim de kufra, you pay for the unripe dates. He asks, oh, vahavi tamri. But what do you mean? They would have turned into full dates. So, didn't he cause that loss? Amar le, okay, they say, Mishal Debe Tamri. So they say, okay, fine, you pay full dates. Amar le, v'halav Tamri Shagamine. What do you mean? But he didn't take full dates. He only took unripe dates. Getting them back and forth. Amar le, emalanat. Okay, fine, you tell us the answer. Amar lehu b'shishim. He says to them, shishim, you measure it, keneged shishim, as we've said, compared to the rest of the field. Amar le, man amar kavasech. Really? That sounds strange. Who says that? Amalu, Hashmuel Chai. Go ask Shmuel. He's the God of Adar. Ubeis Dino Kayam. Shadru Kameh to Shmuel. Amalu, they sent to Shmuel. This is what he said. What do you think? Amalu, Shaper Kamalu, Chubashishim. He's right. Vishavku, and they let him out of jail. And they realized that he was an Adam Chashim, and therefore it was appropriate. It was appropriate for him. A couple of points. Number one, why Dafka shoes? Why was shoes a simon of Avela? Something specific in the shoes. There's a fascinating Gra. The Gra, it's quoted as connecting it to the Gemara at the beginning of Maseches Chagiga, where the Gemara says that the pasuk in Shir Hashirim says, "My yafu pa'amayach b'na'alayim bas nadiv." That's a pasuk that's referring to Am Yisrael being ol regel, right? Go walking there. So it's about minalim, na'alayim. It's all about the Beis HaMikdash. That's Aliyah L'Regel. So when we mourn the Beis HaMikdash, we do something with our shoes. That's the grah. It could also relate to the idea of, that we had mentioned earlier from the Shlach HaKadosh, from the Maharshal. And that is, why is it that, yes, a couple of questions. Number one, why is it that Kohanim have to take off their shoes and Moshe Rabbeinu took off his shoes by Makom Kadosh? Why dafka shoes? Why do shoes have to be removed in a Makom Kadosh when we go to the Beis HaMikdash? Number one. Number two, why is it that the poskim say that when we say the bracha in the morning, Sha'asali called Sarki, that Hashem did all of our needs, what are we supposed to have in mind? Our shoes. What are we supposed to have in mind? Our shoes. Among other questions, but that's two. So explains the Marshal, explains the Shlach, that we know the pyramid of life that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. Domim Someya Chai Medaber. At the four levels, the inanimate objects, the plant life, animal life, and Adam is on top. What does that show? When Adam is on top, it means that every level is meant to be used to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu by using the level under it. So the plants use the ground, and animals eat the plants, and people eat animals or use animals. So when we wear leather shoes, that is reflecting our dominion over the whole world, and we're in control. And that's why we wear leather shoes. When it comes to a Makom Kadosh, we take off our shoes because we're not in control here. We realize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's authority in the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe even Yom Kippur, another message for removing shoes for Yom Kippur. We realize this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's domain, and that's why when we say Sha'asali called Sarki, that doesn't just mean shoes. It just means what shoes symbolize, our using all of the creations of the world for our benefit to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if shoes are all about that, or all about this idea of being in control, so that's why it's a simon of Avelos also. We blacken them totally, we're not in control here. We blacken our shoes, right? We say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? We reflect that you were the one that took the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, the other point to discuss here, again, it's a topic of a separate shiur, but just to mention one point, and that is here, the idea of yuhara, which Tosas already in Brachas says, could change based on time, based on place. Remember the Mishnah in Brachas tells us that the first night of a wedding, chazan shouldn't say Kriya Shema. And Tosas says there, Bezman is there, you have to say Kriya Shema. Why? Because in the days of the Mishnah, you're not allowed to say Kriya Shema. What, you could have Kavana tonight? Your mind's on other things, so don't say Kriya Shema tonight. Those who says we never have Kriya Shema. Well, we're not going to say Kriya Shema tonight. Because that'll reflect, oh, I always have Kavanah, but all of a sudden tonight I can't. We never have proper Kavanah, says Tosfos. Tosfos was a realist. If you say Kriya Shema, it's okay, you can say Kriya Shema. So Yuhara changes based on context, and we have to, you know, look to our leaders to figure out and look into the sources. What's Yuhara, what's not Yuhara. But also, we learn from this Gemara that every Chumrah, every Niyuk has to be appropriate to the person that is doing it. Right, that's the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh on the first pasuk in Bechukosai. Right, we know that the first pasuk in Bechukosai, the Aruch Chaim has 42 pshatim on the first pasuk in Bechukosai. So if you look at number six says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. The Mishnah tells us in Pirkei Avos, "V'lo am haaretz chassid." So we usually think that means, which it does mean on one level, an am haaretz, if you don't know something, then you can't be a chassid. You have to know basic halacha in order to know what to do. If I never heard of Hilcha Shabbos, I could love Shabbos, but I'm not going to be able to keep Shabbos. But maybe it also means not just an am haaretz can't be a chassid, but an am haaretz shouldn't be a chassid. Meaning, Pirisha asur la am haaretz lehisnaheg b'chassidus, sheyaza chumros u'gidarim, keminaga chassidim, ki lefamim yaza chumra b'davar shu'adar abavayin, ki imsa chassid, sheyirtza ligdar asmo l'kayim mitzvahs ona b'yabam. He discusses examples. But either way, basically, chumras have to be appropriate for where we are in life. If I speak Lashon Hara all day, I shouldn't get up and do tikkun chassos, right, and cry about the Beis HaMikdash. There are other things that I can work on before that. Right, we have to know what we're up to. And that's the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Kofei, where Mar Ukva says that my father is like wine, I'm only like vinegar. Why? My father waits 24 hours between meat and milk. I only wait sudachrita, which Rov Rishonim say means 6 hours. So, ask the Balei Musar, what do you mean? Marufa wanted the ice cream so badly? If he thought that it was appropriate to wait 24 hours, why didn't he wait 24 hours too? This is Mar Ukva. Gemara Ksupa says he should have to do an oven so an ani wouldn't notice who he was. He wanted the stucker to stay anonymously. So Mar Ukva, the answer is that no, he could have done it. but he didn't think that that chumra was appropriate for where he was up to in life. We always have to know exactly what's the next step on our spiritual ladder, and we have to make sure that we don't skip steps. We can't use it as an excuse. Oh, I'm not ready to come to davening on time and daven with kavana. Well, no, whatever is in our world, we have to. But we have to realize that ha'ara, and that's also learned out from this Rabbi Elazar, or I should say Elazar Zeira, who was being Messiah, he was wearing black shoes. Okay, Vaiter, let's continue. Second wide line. Rav Shimon Omer Achlaperos Gemurim V'chulu. The end of our Mishnah. Even though the Tanakhama said you always measure it based on the larger field, Rabbi Shimon says, no. If he eats full ripe fruit, he's got to pay full ripe fruit, no matter what he ate. Says the Gemara, my taima. Why? What's his svara? Ha'ad Amar Achmana. Ubiyar B'steyachem L'amecha Shaman Al-Gabe Asada. Isn't that the Maka we quoted earlier? That you go by relative. What was the field worth before and after? Not actual fruit. Says Rabbi Shimon. Hani mili mi did tzarach l'sada. No, you only use the field in relative terms for something that still needs the field. It's still called part of the field. Hani, but these fruit, kivan do tzrichi l'sada be'inayu ba'ishlumei. Since they don't need the field anymore, they're just ba'en, so therefore you have to pay for what they are. If you still know the field, then Achinami, Rav Shimon would agree. Amar Rav Huna, Bar Chiya, Amar Rav Yirmiyah, Bar Abba, Don Rav, Karebi Meir, Upasak Elchza, Karebi Shimon. Rav held like Rabbi Meir and like Rabbi Shimon in two separate cases. The Shimon Kubetza says, because these two, they went like the Yechidim, not like the Rabbim. That's why these two are together. Don Rav Rabbi Meir, which was the Rabbi Meir, he paskin like the Tanya, the Brisa. Kasav la Risha v'lo chas malo. What happens if a man is selling fields that were earmarked for the Ksuba? So he sells one field, she does not sign off on it and say, honey, it's okay. He sells a field on Tuesday. She doesn't say a word. L'sheni v'chasmal. And then he sells a second field on Wednesday, and she signs it. Like a mochelis. So could we assume that she's also being mochelis the other one? Or the other svar is that she just doesn't want to cause family strife. So she's saying it, but doesn't really mean it. So what's the halacha of the ksubasa? If she signed the second one, she lost her ksuba divrei Rabbi Meir. Because we can assume if she did it the second one, so it applies also to the first one. Rashi says, "Vlo matzis lomar nachas ruach asisi labayli." She can't say, I'm making my husband feel good. To imkain havel mevel arisha. She should have even done that to the first one. The fact that she didn't, it must be she's serious about whatever she's signing. Rabbi Yehuda omer no, yecholi shetomer nachas ruach asisi labayli. No, she could say, even by the second one, I'm just making my husband happy. Atem malachem alai. What do you want from me? So, that's one. Rav said we all like every mayor there, even though the usual rule is, Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, Upazak Hilchazak Rabbi Shimon Kiha, and also like Rabbi Shimon, the end of our Mishnah, like it says, it's not Rabbi Shimon Omer, Achla Peres Gemurim, Mishalemes Peres Gemurim, Imsa Sa'ah, Imsa Taim, Sataim. Good. Vaiter, next Mishnah. Hamagdish Betoch Sada Chavir Shalom Rishus, if I put my big pile of hay into my friend's field without Rishus, the Achaltan Behemta Shabala Sadeh, and the animal ate it. So Pater. He's putter. What? I put it there without permission. Vim hu iskaboen, and if the animal slips on them and hurts itself, Baal HaGadish Chayev. So then, the Baal HaGadish is going to be Chayev. We'll have to see why. Vim higdish im hu iskaboen. I'm sorry. If the animal of the Baal HaBayis is damaged by the straw, so the Baal HaGadish is Chayev, because again, he put it in without permission. Vim higdish birshus, but if he had permission to put it there, Baal HaSada Chayev, the Baal HaSada is going to be Chayev, because we can assume the rishus to put it in means I'm also going to protect, going to protect the properties from this. And if my animal gets damaged, I'm not going to ask you for money. Lema tana de lo kerbi meyer is our mishnah gets kerbi meyer to ikerbi reb de lo kerbi to ikerbi. What did Rebbe say earlier in the Masechta? Ha'amar achi kabo la balabais lishmar. Rebbe said it has to be explicit kabbalah sachrayas. So is our mishnah against Rebbe because our mishnah doesn't have explicit kabbalah? Amar of Papa, Hacha, Benatar, Beidari, Askinan. No, here we're talking about a case where there's a shepherd that all the people of the area give him the grain for him to watch, and therefore they expect him to do a good job. Beidari, Rashi says, Shomer Agronos, Shemin Hagan Hayalasos, Kobane Abika Bagoran Echad, they all do in one Goren, Zeb Gedisho, Vizeb Gedisho, they pull up all the piles, they appoint one person to watch. And there even Rebbe would be Motik, because obviously if you bring it in, that's what it's there for. Dekivan to Amarle, Ayal Vagadosh, Ayal Vaanter Lechahu, he's saying, and I will guard it, and therefore if it's not guarded, even Rebbe would agree that it is a kabbalas achrayis. Okay, we have three dafim left here in the sixth parak, which, as we've said, is the end of the sugya of Nizkei Mamon. The first six prakim are one big sugya of Nizkei Mamon. Hashem, next time we get into more cherashot of akatan issues and other issues that come up. Tomorrow's daf is jam packed with Hilchas Shabbos and David HaMelech and Lahatzel Atzmo B'Mamon Chaveiro comes up at the end of the daf, so it's a very jam packed daf. Tomorrow, Beis Hashem, we'll put it up from the last cycle, and Beis Hashem will pick up with this cycle with daf Samach Aleph. Okay, we'll stop here.